Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic swagger. You know that feeling when you're holding onto something, anger, frustration, sadness, it weighs you down, right? Like carrying around a backpack full of rocks you can't seem to put down. Well, today we're talking about learning to let go, releasing those emotions that are dragging you down. Sounds pretty simple, right? But trust me, it's a muscle you gotta train. Just like your bicep or your ability to resist another slice of pizza. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding our emotions, accepting them without letting them control us. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, powerful and intense, but they don't define the land itself. You can stand strong on that shore, observing the waves, feeling their power, but not letting them wash you away. Here's the deal. Clinging to negative emotions is like trying to hold onto a handful of sand. The tighter you grip, the more it slips through your fingers. But by learning to let go, you open yourself up to a calmer, clearer state of mind. First things first, acknowledge those feelings. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Say to yourself, hey, I'm feeling frustrated right now, or this situation is making me anxious. Just naming the emotion can help lessen its power. It's like shining a light on a shadow, it loses some of its mystery and fear when you see it clearly. Next, try to understand the root cause of your emotions. What triggered this feeling? Is it something in your control or something beyond your influence? Often, realizing that we can't change external circumstances helps us let go of the anger and frustration. Remember, you can't control everything, but you can control how you react to things. Now here's where it gets really cool. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a meditation hero. Just pay attention to your thoughts and feelings in the present moment. Notice your breath, your body's sensations, the sounds around you. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide it back to the present. Think about it like this. You're at a concert, right? And the music is amazing, but there are these annoying people behind you who keep talking. You could get frustrated and let them ruin the experience. Or, you could focus on the music, let their chatter fade into the background, and still enjoy the show. Mindfulness helps you do that with your emotions. Finally, remember this. It's okay to feel your feelings. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about managing them. It's about accepting that we all experience a range of emotions, both positive and negative, and finding healthy ways to cope with them. Ever had one of those days where everything just seems to go wrong? You wake up late, spill coffee on your shirt, and then realize you left your lunch at home. Yeah, I've been there. It's like the universe is playing a cosmic game of how much can this person handle. But here's the thing. How we react to those situations makes all the difference. Do we let that bad day snowball into a week of misery? Or do we take a deep breath, acknowledge that things aren't perfect because let's be real, they rarely are, and choose to focus on the good stuff? Maybe you had a delicious cup of tea before your coffee spill. Maybe you ran into a friend who made you laugh. Even on the toughest days, there are always little moments of joy to be found if we just keep our eyes open. So, what's the takeaway here? Learning to let go isn't about being carefree or ignoring life's challenges. It's about accepting those ups and downs with grace, finding strength in stillness, and remembering that your worth isn't tied to external circumstances. Ready to put this into practice? Start small. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths when you feel yourself getting stressed. Or maybe it's consciously choosing to focus on something positive at the end of each day. Every little step counts. Remember, becoming more stoic is a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing one mindful moment at a time. I'm Dylan Brooks, your guide through this crazy thing called life. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.